here and that. Kuf Dalet, Amid Aleph. Let us again start from the beginning of the Sugya, Le'itin Le'ilev Noivele Le'shluchai Itma, Shliach She'aso Ba'idim. So Rashi says, Shliach She'aso Ba'idim, Ruven She'yesh Lo'i Mois B'yad Shemen. Umino Shliach Ba'idim Le'kablo Me'meno. And he was Mamana Ashliach Ba'idim. Eidim were there, B'shas, the Mine Ashliach. And he told them to be mekabel the money from Shimon on Sonam Loi. And then Shimon gave this shliach the money. Is Rav Chisda Omar, Rabba Omar Loi Habi Shliach. So Rabbi says, he's not a shliach. Rav Chisda Omar Habi Shliach. So what does Habi Shliach mean? Bim Nensu Baderech Potter Balabayis Shenosnam Loi. And if there were nenas, or the balabayas, the nifkat, who gave him the money, is potter. So that means he has a din shliach, like a shliach like a bole, and with the nesina to the shliach, it's just like the mafkid received the money. And that the Gemara explains what the machlokes is. Rabba Omar lehavi shliach. Ochi kamar inish mehemnahu by being memanim be'edem. The Miri says one mahalach. It could very well be speaking that the edem come to the nifkat and they tell him that this shliach was nismane befoneinu to be a shliach for the mafkid. The Kabbalah Maimena, the way Rashi says, that he was a shliach, he was made a shliach in front of us to take the money from you. So, that's what we have. So Rabba Omar Loi Havi Shliach, it does not necessarily mean that the mafkid is Mekabel Achayis, that as soon as you give it to him, you're pot already. That was never mentioned and that was never said. What is the purpose of this minui bifnei edim? Ochi kamar inish mehemnohu. He was mamanim bifnei edim, and the nitkat should hear I was mamanim bifnei edim. So I'm saying he's a trustworthy person. That's the edim can relate to you. I was mamanim. I trust him. Isamches, smaych, but lemaise, I'm not taking off any of your responsibilities. Kozman, I don't get it. You're chayit. If you want to rely on him, smaych, ibois lishduri biyode, shtar biyode. If you want to send it through him, send it through him. I'm not being mekabel responsibilities. Lechayre, the svara of Rav Chisda, and it's a modern maisa. Why was there a minui of Edim? He made him a shliach. If they Edim should see how he's making him a shliach. I mean, for what do you need the Edim for? L'chayre, the Edim are keneged the mafkid. That means if the mafkid will say that I never was mamanim for a shliach, so I made Edim to say against me that I did make him for a shliach. So if the nifkad will always be chayiv till the mafkid gets it, the way Rabbi says, so why was it necessary to have Edim here to see how I made him a shliach? Kozman, I don't get it, I don't get it. I mean, if the shliach lost it, you'll be chayiv side by side. So why was it necessary to have a birur of Edim? I made this person a shliach to get money from you. Am I not kamina? If I get it, I get it. If I don't get it, I don't get it. So that's l'chayra l'hochit tochi. I made a shliach that, because when because when you give to the shliach, you're potter already. And so maybe later I'll say, I never made him a shliach. So that's why I'm making it with Bifnei Eden, that I should never be makrish this. So I'm, that means that koyach, that you acquire through my minui, I'll never be able to be makrish. Through my meaning, the minute you give him your potter, which is a merdik echidish, please to give it back to me. Please to give back to Amavkid. We'll see. Taisva says the derech was every stam derech is a mokim sakone. I mean, you're giving him money and the kolzman doesn't come back to me. Mikra din yechayet. So I'm making Adam to be made that I was mamanim for a shliach l'may nafkemine. That as soon as you give it to the shliach, you're potter already, and I won't be able to be makrish this. That was the purpose. That was the purpose of the mini bifnei Eidim. And Rabbi says, no, he made him lifnei Eidim to show that mitzidi, I trust him. I'm just telling you, I trust him. I'm not telling, if you want to trust, I'm just telling you, it's a person I trust. You don't have to trust them but I'm telling you this, mitzidi, he's a trustworthy person. So Mamela, I don't think you have to be afraid that he'll steal it. If a nainus will happen, versteht sich ihr chayiv. And I think for all practical purposes, if he does steal it, also the nifkad will be chayiv. I mean, the mafkid just says, I trust him. If you want to trust him, also trust him. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you, I trust him. So Mamela, so it doesn't mean anything. So all the obligations that the Nifkid had till now, he still has till the Mafkid will get the money. I'm just informing you, I trust it. Tanan, we learned a Mishnah, Ashela Sapora, Bishulcha b'yad noy b'yad avde b'yad shlich. Someone wanted a Bauer Pora, and the marshal sent the Pora Biyad, b'noi biyad avdi biyad shluchei shal mashal. He sent a shliach to bring it to the shoyl. Oi, biyad b'noi biyad avdi biyad shluchei shal shoyl. Or the shoyl sent a shliach to the mashal to, he should give over to the shliach the pora. Umeisa, and now the pora died. Potter, so the shoyl is potter. That means, in the first case, Zichar Poshet Adis Potter. That means he never became a shoyl yet. He'll become a shoyl when he acquires the pora. You sent me a pora, that's very good. But the chiyuve shoyl start when the shoyl makes a kinyan on the pora, kinyan shayla. He didn't get it yet. So when the shliach amashal is bringing it on the way and it died, so the shayla zichapoter. But here it also says, if the shayl sent his own shliach to the marshal, and the marshal gave it over to the shayl shliach, the shayl is also a potter. Hey chidomi. Now, what is the case over here? If it is speaking about that he did not make him a shliach be'edim, no yodino, so how do we know but sholach biyad shluchai. It says he sent it with a shliach. Who says he's a shliach? And it would seem it's a double bogle that this is shluchai. How do you know it's shluchai? B'noi, memeila, avde, memeila. But how do you know this is shluchai? Elo da'osa ba'edim. So Kochet speaking about that he was memanim, he made him a shliach bifnei edim. And now the shliach comes with the Eidim Ameya to the marshal. You know, we were there. He made him a shliach. Uktani, the potter. And it says that the shayl is potter. So we see that's what he made him a shliach bifnei Eidim. That what he made him a shliach bifnei Eidim does not at all mean that as soon as the shliach gets it, it's kilo, I got it already, because if that would be the case, so then he'd be chayiv. So a shayil is chayiv. So al kochach, he didn't become a shayil yet. Through that his shliach we see was Meishach the Pora. So we see that he doesn't become a shliach lekabole, even though there was a minui be'edin. It's kasha l'Rav Chisda. So the Gemara says, "Kedama Rav Chisda beschirei lekite." Rav Chisda said on a similar kasha that he was also pinned to the ball. How do you know he's a shliach? And if it was be'edim, so you see that shliach shasa be'edim does not have a din shliach lekabole. So Rav Chisda said, "No, speaking about beschirei lekite." Said it's not a different Mishnah, not a Mishnah. Tachinami beschirei lekite. That means we know he's a shliach because this person is chir lekitai, so we can assume that he's a shliach. Let us see what Rashi says. Potter v'loikama v'shushoyo lischaya ba'onsen ad sheyoy ma'loi mipiv the shalchaloi biyad benoi. He says, the shliach shalte osa beidim is not good. At sheyoyim aloi mi piv, he'll tell him face to face, the shalchaloi biyad benoi. Now what this inyan of mi piv is, let us see Taisvis, and then perhaps we'll get a little clearer in this inyan. Now the Gemara asks, meno yadin in the shluchay, the kore lay masnis in shluchay, how do you know he's a shliach? Lekitoi shaloktoi etzloi loder imay bebeisoi letzavsa ba'alme. This person lives by him. He keeps him company. He lives together with him. Uschiroi niskar imay liyoim ulechaydish uleshono uleshabbos. Lishnachine lekitoi loikeit tvuosoi. Davoini, I don't understand a few things. Number one, Bariches Loshen of Rashi, Schirai, he hired him. Rashi goes to a whole Megillah, L'yoyim, L'chaydesh, L'shane, L'shabbos. Bechal to say there's a bit of modna how Shabbos means L'chaya for a week. It's, what is the... the Chiddush is afilu... He hired him for a day's work, so that's also, so you see, he works for him, so he has a shaykhis with him. Some of this is his shliach. Some of that's why he's coming. I told the whole arichis, liyem l'chaydish l'shana, I don't understand. L'kitai l'kait t'vu asai. What's its loikate to us? L'chaira, I think Rashi was geiris. First, that's our gilsa. The Bachva is behapar the gilsa. Rashi was geiris l'kitoi and then tschiroi. That's the gilsa that says, and by us in Rashi, that's the seder. So I think tschiroi is a person that he works for me on a daily basis. Now, they don't give him a special job to do. He's a schir yaim. Lekitai, perhaps there's more trust in him. Lekitai is, that means he's like it for us. He's a kablan. He's the one that arbits the tvua. So it could be the seder is, or the first lashon, that he lives with him together. Could be, that means that what I assume that he's his shliach, his loimi boy, if he has such a mutual trust in him that they live together, or he's the one that harvests his tvua, Isaiah can assume he's his shliach. Afilo aschir yaim, he's also the shliach. Could be that's the inyan of the keifel advarim schirai. Baruch says schir lekite. Rashi used to guess lekite schirai. Zok de Gemara weiter. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, lo yitein lo levnoi lo lishluchai. That by shvus apikodin, he's not mechuyev to give lo levnoi lo lishluchai. Hai shluchai hei chidami. Now this shliach of that here we're talking about was a shluach apikodin. The gazlan is chayiv b'chayis till the nigzal gets it. Leitain loy levnoi v'loy leshluchai. He shouldn't give it levnoi v'loy leshluchai. So the Gemara asks here the same kasha. Ay shluchai hechidomi. Either loy asah b'aidim v'noi yedin. How do you know b'chaldi is a shliach? Why did the Mishnah call him a shliach? Idolei aso beidem, if he did not make him a shliach beidem. No, idolei aso beidem, I don't even do it in it. I love the aso beidem. He made him beidem. So again, it's a kasha and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, a shliach shaso beidem, Rabbi Zaraya, that he's like a shliach lekabole, and the minute the shliach gets it, the gazlan becomes part of a mischiyuvim. And that's what Rav Chisda says. And the Mishnah says, he shouldn't send it by the shlich, because he's still chayim b'chayis. Tilgim or Rav Chisda, so here, Rav Chisda said, this was the place where Rav Chisda said his teretz, and the Gemara's medame, Rav Chisda over here, to the Rav Chisda, by the Mishnah Nashoyel. Wants to say the same teretz. B'schira yelikitoy. It's not talking about a shliach shesol be'edim. It's talking about schira yelikitoy, and that, and from that I can assume that he's a shliach. Avo shliach shesol be'edim. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's now hear what Rav Chisda says. The Mishnah is speaking about schira yelikitoy. Schira yelikitoy, there is no gilui mitzad, the nigzal. There's no gilui mitzad the nigzal that by giving to the shliach you're part of a machayis. Shilikita is just a shliach, but if a saw be'edim, then it'll take be part of. Have a shliach she saw be'edim, my hochinami, da have a shliach, and the gazlan will be part of as soon as he gives it to him. Like the Gemara ad toni seife avo noisen hu le shliach bezden. The Seif of the Mishnah says there is a case that the gazlan can give it to a shliach, and the fact can be put as soon as he gives it to a shliach, if he's a shliach bezdin. So, live like velisne bididei. So, why did the Mishnah have to tell us? The only case that the gazlan is put, nasne biat shlucha is chayiv, till the nigzal gets it. You know when the gazlan is potter, he gave it to Shliach Bezdin. Why did he jump to Shliach Bezdin? Let's talk about this case. Nosne l'shluchoi schayit. V'medvom amurim shloi aso beidim. Avol aso beidim, then it'll be potter. That was the Gemara's kash. Avol shliach aso beidim, mochanami dav shliach. According to Rav Chisda, why did the Mishnah have to jump to another case, the pater, the gazlan? The gazlan is already potter. There's a case that the gazlan is potter filled by a shliach, if it was a sobeidim. So Rav Chisda said, Omro leipsikele. He couldn't say shliach shaso beidim, because that is not a blank statement. It matters who made him a shliach. We'll see soon. Shliach bezdin, the Mishnah that chapped on that the gazlan is part of, he gives to a shliach bezdin. Loishna so in nigzal, loishna so gazlan. A shliach bezdin, it is irrelevant who made this shliach a shliach. It was mitzad the nigzal, mitzad the gazlan. Have a shliach. That's the din. Either it's a takone from Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, if the gazlan made him, or if the nigzal made him. You also have this takone al kaponim. If you don't even more than this, maybe you don't even need the takone. Al kaponim, a shliach bezdin. The minute he gives a shliach bezdin, the gazlan is always potter. So therefore, the Mishnah said, "Avul noisnei l'shliach bezdin." He doesn't have to elaborate. Well, who made the shliach bezdin? If you give the shliach bezdin, the gazlan is potter. Abo shliach shaso be'edim. Aber Shliach she'asa be'edem, so then it depends. V'chi asa in nigzol hu da'habi shliach. If the nigzol made him a shliach, so then he's a shliach. Tak, shliach she'asa be'edem. The minui b'fnei edem is saying, in other words, the minute you give it to the shliach, you're potter. That's the purpose of b'fnei edem. But a soul gazlan. But what if the gazlan made the shliach a shliach b'fnei edem? So it's kolnish mit kolnish. The gazlan made him a shliach. So that's nothing. He'll never become a shliach l'kabola for the nigzal. If you make him a shliach, who are you to make him a shliach l'kabola? So Mamele Havishliya. So Mamele, the Mishnah did not want to speak by Shliach Shah Aso Ba'idim, he's also a potter. Because then you have to start elaborating. If the Nigzal made him a Shliach, if the Gazal made him a Shliach, so then the din is that he'll be Chayyim. The Mishnah wanted to say a clear cut halacha. Shliach Shah Aso Ba'idim, Shliach Bezdin, he's always potter. Because they have a Takana of Allah Zabab Tzadik, finished. So Mamele, or it's a takana before Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadik, that if you give to Shliach Bezdin, you're part of a machais. Period. So that is why the Mishnah mentioned Davke Shliach Bezdin and not Shliach Shasa Beide. And now the Gemara says, this Mahalach that Rav Chisda is saying, that the Mishnah is could be whole shliach shesol ba'edim, if the nigzal made him for a shliach, the gazal will be potter, but he wants to say, adovah the psikale, that means it's no difference who made him a shliach, and that's only by a shliach bezdin, not a shliach shesol ba'edim. La'fuke mehai tane. Desanye Rav Shimon ben Elazar oimel, shliach bezdin shesol nigzal, b'lo yosol gazal. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that Shliach Bezdin is also not, he's always potter, only if the Nigzal made him, not if the Gazlan made him. Oy, or so Gazlan, there's one case, if the Gazlan made him a Shliach, v'sholach halo, and now the Nigzal sent a Shliach to the Shliach of, to meet the Shliach of the Gazlan, and he took from the shliach the davar hagozel or the tashlumim, so then the gazlan is potter. That means there's one case that if the gazlan made a shliach and the Nigzal made a shliach to be mekabel from the shliach of the Gazlan, then, if the Nigzal made a shliach to be mekabel for the Gazlan, so then, the Gazlan will be potter the minute the shliach takes it. Now, let us just explain this for 1 minute. The Tosfos Rid explains this as follows. Rav Shimon ben Elazar held, there is no maila of a shliach bezdin, that Tosfos Rid said he doesn't hold of the takada of Elazar ben Rav Tzadik. So a maila a shliach bezdin is only if the nigzal made a shliach bezdin, made a shliach b'fnei bezdin, so that means that the minute you give to the shliach, you're potter. That's if the Nigzal made him a shliach. But if the Gazlan made him a shliach, you chayev till he gets it. Oy, there's one case that he'll be potter before he gets it. Oy, so Gazlan v'sholach halo, and then the Gazlan made a shliach, and let us say that the distance between the Gazlan and the Nigzal is 100 miles. The shliach of the Gazlan went 10 miles, and then shliach of the Nigzal comes over to him and says, "Give me what you have from the Gazlan." So then the Gazlan is potter if the shliach takes it from his shliach. Now, what is the magic word over here all the time we say, a shliach of the nigzel doesn't mean anything. But if the nigzel sent a shliach to pick it up from the shliach of the gazlan, then the gazlan will be put as soon as the shliach gets it. So the Tosfos Ritz has a beautiful explanation. The Tosfos Ritz says as follows. All the time when a nigzel sends a shliach, all the time the nigzel sends a shliach, it does not necessarily mean that he's bending backwards and say, you give it to the shliach and you're potter why should be such a mishuganech? I mean, the gazlan is chayv, he has to get it to him. So all the time I say that the purpose of the shliach is, maybe you have difficulties in delivering it to me. I mean, from here to mother, I'm sending you a shliach. That's all. It's very nice of me to send you a shliach, but I'm not being mekabel on myself. If anything happens with it, you'll be put. Why should I do such a thing? So I normally assume the purpose of the shliches is from a nigzal is to provide a shliach. But over here is a modern mindset. The gazlan made a shliach already. The shliach, it's a 100-mile trek, and the shliach went 10 miles, and all of a sudden, he sees the shliach of the nigzal coming. Now to go further, give it to me. What's pshat in this? He has a shliach already. The shliach is going already. So al kochoch, then I say that the purpose is, as long as the shliach will get it, it's just like I got it already in your potter. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Lafuki mehaitan, Homas nisen, the kimne shliach bezn, afilu, oso gazlon donai nigzel have shliach. That what Rav Chisda said, that he wants to say, a milse de psiki, you're always potter by shliach bezn, is irrelevant who made him a shliach, either the gazlon or the nigzel. There's a tane. Rav Shimon Nolozo says, Shliach bezn the mashmas isim shnoslein nifte gazlan shaso nigzal koma v'loik shaso gazlan. But if the gazlan made a shliach bezn v'sholach alov anoto shalom yad a shliach potter v'yaynis ha-derech time of the not ala nigzal an ends min a shliach harishayim chayim. So that's till now we had a machlokes Rabbi and Rav Chisda, shliach sheso be'edem, does this pe'ula, this tiche of a so be'edem, does this also say that he's making him a shliach lekabola, and that is the purpose of this tirche, that it won't be able to be makrish that I made him a shliach, and therefore you're pot as soon as you give it to him. Or shliach sheso be'edem does not mean that you'll be pot of a machayis. I'm just telling you, I made him a shliach, I trust him, you understand? Gesundheit. He's an honest person, I feel. But if you send, just remember, it's on your own machayis. So this is the machloikis, Rabbi and Rav Chisda. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozo, Domri Tavayu, Shliach she'oso be'edem havi shliach. So now Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozo hold like Rav Chisda, that he is a shliach. Vim toima Mishnah seinu. Aye, now let's go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Sholach biyad shluchai, that shlucha means a shliach of the nigzal, so the gazlan is chayiv, and we hear this kasha, how do you know he's a shliach? Mustamat speaking about shliach shesobeidim, v'afal pikein the gazlan is chayiv. So they answered two terutzim. Either teretz number one is b'mamtzi loy shliach. The case shalach biyad shluchai means b'mamtzi loy shliach. The omalei, he told the shliach isli zuzi gabe planya. He told the shliach he lives in Modai and the gazlan lives 100 miles away, and he told the shliach as follows: I have money by this Goslin. Veloika Meshadalu. He's not sending it. He owes me the money. He's not sending it. Ischazilei. So you should go over to him and you should tell him, you know, you're from Madai. So it's like a brochem in a shemaim. Dilma inishud le mashke lishtugili. Maybe he can't find the person to send it. So if you'll tell him that you're from Madai, some amela maybe he'll take the message and they'll send it with you. But b'mamzi loy shliach does not in any way mean that the nigzal is mekabel achayis when the shliach gets it. Mamzi loy shliach means that I'm being mamzi you a shliach to send it with the shliach. If you had any problems getting it to Madai, I'm mamzi you a shliach. But no obligations mitzad the nigzal to that as soon as the shliach gets it, he'll be the gospel will be part of a machayis. Inami, or another teretz, Rabbi Yechon ben Melosa said, ki der Rav Chisda b'schiroi ulekitoi. Okay, so Rav Chisda's mahalach. It's not talking about a shliach sheso be'edim, it's speaking about a shliach. Yes, the kash, how do you know he's a shliach? It's schiroi ulekitoi, so I can assume that this is his shliach. Let us see Rashi. Vim taima mishneseinu tiktoni lo yitain lishluchai v'ida lo yaso ba'edin meno yadinin. Now this loy is very problematic. So others are goyres lo. Now it will make sense. V'ida lo yaso ba'edin meno yadinin lo. How do we know takadiz ashliach? So there has to be took me b'shoso b'edim. You're right. It's talking about b'shoso b'edim. Ella, but that he made him edim. But let's hear what he told them b'fnei edim. Ella b'mamzi loy shliach. Bikesh mechaveiroi. He told b'fnei edim that he's asking this person who's going from Modai to where the Gazlan is. Sheyamzi loy legazlan es atzmoi. He should introduce himself to the Gazlan. Laima loy im tirzele shaleach klum lepleini shlach biyode. That's what you should tell him. That means he's just, if you want to send something, you can send. So here there's no Kabbalah. I'm not telling you that if you want to send, you can send. Maybe there's missing a shliach. But here it's not a shliach shoso be'edim. Where there the meaning was that you should be mekabel the money from him. So there there's a svar to say, with the Kabbalah, with your Kabbalah, it's kila I was mekabel. That's the svar of Rabbi Yochan and Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Chisda. But over here, he told them a different nusach. He told them, just tell them if you had problems finding people going from here to Mada, you can send it with me. Let us see Taisvitz. Shliach Shoso. Now we have a very interesting Taisvitz. L'chayre nire da'ayri kigoyin d'loy omar loy shlach li al yodai. That means, after the whole meaning of shliches, there was no message that went along with the shliach send shlach li al yodai. The whole thing is very awesome. Edim saw he made him a shliach. But if this mafkid opened up his mouth and he said with the edim, tell the nifkat shlach li, I'll send it through him. He told the bracha b'tchatana, send it through him. So then it's Rachel Bitrak, he's telling him, well, send it to him. That means, what do you mean send it to him? And what's going to be if it gets lost? I mean, if he says send it to him, that means, as long as you send it to him, you're potter. That's what Taisus wanted to say. So the Gemara is not speaking about such a case. It's speaking about a cryptic case. He made him a shlich b'fnei. That's all. Now we have to start figuring out What does that mean? Does it mean something? Does it mean nothing?
But what would be take if he this message came to the Nifka, to the Gazlan, Shlachli al Yodai, Pshite da Havi Shliach. Das Nan ba Ashayu. We learned in Ashayu, Om Alei Ashayu. That means like this, the Shoyel met the Mashal by a Chasanech in New York. The Mashal lives in Scranton. And then, and he met him by a Chasanech. And the Shoyel told the Mashal, listen, could you lend me a Pore? Yeah. So he says, send the Pore with my Shliach. He told him, send the Pore with my Shliach. Shlachli biyad bni, biyad avdi, biyad shluchi. He told him, send it with your son, with my son. Vishilcha, and he sent it. Chayev, the Shoyel is Chayev. The Shoyel is Chayev. So we see clearly, that means if he tells him, Rochel, Bitchok, Tana, send it to your son, to your Shliach, to my Shliach. So that means, in other words, as soon as you send it, it's Kilo, I got it already. As they write this from the Mishnah. So we have to say, this is a Mishnah. And here we have a Omach Leikis, which shows of Eida. So here we say, it's a different case. He never said such blunt words. He did something, Umali. Now, Taisus, now we'll see something very, very interesting. Umali, Omale, Shaloi Befonov, Shlach, Amali Amalei Befonav Shlach. Amali Amalei Shalei Befonav Shlach. Amaradikizach. Matesha says, now a person is going to differentiate. No. The Mishnah is speaking about that the Shoyel met the Marshal by a Chasene in New York, and he told him, Amalei Shlach Li Al Yedei Shluchi, Shlach Li Al Yedei Shluchacha. Then, you're right, so as soon as the Shliach gets it, the Shoyel is Chayev. But when I said, well, he didn't tell it to the Gazlan or to the Nifkat. He said over Bifnei Edim, tell him Shlach Li Al Yodai. So maybe you'll make a difference. Maybe make a difference that the Mishnah they're speaking about. He told him Per Daba Boy. He told them clear, but if he didn't tell him pel peh, he told the Bechneidim, tell him that Shlach Li Al Yodai, maybe there's a difference. Sometimes I say, well, there's a chilek, he has to tell him pel peh, and if Edim are made that he said Shlach Li Al Yodai, it should be the same thing. Umiyu lekamon leimash mahoch. Zuktaisvis, but the Gemara, that's, I would say, misfortune. But the Gemara further does not seem to say like this. The boy Lishmuel Maitekante, the Gemara has a problem. The Gemara has a problem according to Shmuel. Shmuel, it seems, holds like Rabbe. So the Gemara says, so how can one assure that when the Nifkad will give it, the Nifkad will be Potter. The Gemara says, according to Shmuel, how could you assure that, what's the Eitzah? Shliach Shos Abeinim doesn't help. How could you assure how can you have a case that the Nifkad will know that when he gives it to the Shliach, he'll be Potter? The Gemara says, a whole cheshbon. If I'm right, that Argamo is only speaking about that everything was very vague, he made him a shlich b'fnei edim, then the Rabbah holds it doesn't, you can't make a, build a mountain from a mole, you can't say that, oh, that means he made him a shlich kabbalah. But if he said, Rochel Bitrach Tani, he said, close, send the money through him, that means that you'll be potter. So why did the Gemara have a problem further? The Gemara is, according to Shmuel, so how could the Nifkat be assured that he'll be Potter? לקח צורך לימה, דבכל עניין שלי בפונב לי הווה שליח, עד שיימה לי בפונב, שלח לי על יודה כי דשאל דיירי בפונב, וכן מכיח מתך הקונטרס. התייסס פורס אופן דס, התייסס אז, no, you have to say בפונב. You say, you send it שלי בפונב, it doesn't mean anything. And וכן משמע מתך פרש הקונטרס, so let's see what Rashi says, לחייר הדץ את הרשי, Rashi says, פוטר, by a child, like come a bishu shayl ischayim ba'onsim, at shayayim aloi mi piv, l'shalcha loi biyad b'noi. The Rashi also seems to say, his opinion of mi piv. So kan shayl aben, what's the chilek, mi piv, not mi piv. So that's me, there's a mirdik in the sivis that they bring down. There are two sugyas. There's a sugya of shliches. When does he become a shliach lekabola? When does he become a shliach lekabola? And Rabbi seems to say that you don't become a shliach lekabola. That's, I mean, he said, Rocha Bitchak Tani, you'll be potter, then you should become a Shlich HaKabal. But Al Kaponim, Rabbi says, Tamas, he doesn't become a Shlich HaKabal. There's a parsha of Shliches, then there's another parsha. There's a parsha of Orev. What's the parsha of Orev? The parsha of Orev is as follows. That means, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven goes over to Shimon, and he says, Shimon, lend Levi $100. And I'm responsible. That's an Orev. He's an Orev on the Chayv. So, what is the lomdis of Din Orev? That means, you're laying out money, not giving me a penny. You gave Levi. Shimon gave, but Reuven becomes responsible. So pshat is, the din orev is, if I tell you to lay out money, and you lay out money al piv, so that means that I accept the responsibility. That's din orev. And the din orev has to be, the din orev has to be very explicit. I have to go and tell you, that means that what we say, that I tell you, lend him money, and I become responsible, I have to tell you, pale, pale, dabba boy. That means that I'm accepting responsibility. But if I'm not telling someone, pale, pale, lay out the money, so then it does not mean I'm accepting responsibility. This chiddush of Orev, you need pale, pale. There's a machna freim that seems to say this in Hilchis Orev. This is a bezundere din in Orev. So Taisvis says as follows. That what it says in the Mishnah, Shlach li biyad b'ni, that means I say, I need the porer. Give it to your son. Give it to my shliach, whatever it is. So there, if I tell it to pel el peh, that means you're giving it to them, and that means I'm accepting responsibility. Not because I got it, not because it's a shliach lekabolah. No, I'm accepting responsibility. That's the din orev. We're speaking about another sugya. We're speaking about a din of shlichas. Does it become a shlich lekabola? That's our sugya. So our sugya is, does it become a shlich lekabola? Because they bring down something very interesting. They say that in the case of our Mishnah, and I saw this in Ater Shmuel, in the case of our Mishnah, let's say the Nigzal told the Gazlan, same scenario, he met him by a chasana, and he said it, he told him, shlach li biyat shluchi. You know, I'm sending a shlich. He came, met him by a chasana, what's paying up? No, I'm sending you a shlich. Send with the shlich. So he brings down, and then the Gazlan sent with the shlich. So, and then it got lost. So the din is as follows. The din is that the Gazlan is part of a machayah. 100%. But he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah shaloi yitnenu. Lemaise, he won't be able to bring a korban. the korban you can only bring when the nigzel was kainet. The nigzel wasn't kainet over here. The nigzel says, if you give it to this guy, you'll be potter. Fine. But he didn't get it. So that means there's a tremendous difference between shliches and orev. Orev means that if I'm telling you to lay out money to this and this person, that means any responsibilities that will come about through this, that I'm taking it on my shoulders. That's all it. That's true. So, Mamela, by a shoyel, Lubichayev Onsen, I told him, give the paradite, I'm taking full responsibilities. That, but he's not a shoyel. He's an orit. The chiv is al tzorit. And that's what Tosfos wants to say over here. The din orev, that the schiddish of orev is only if I tell you, pefonov, I tell you, give it to this person, then there's a chiddish of orev, I tell him, Bifonov, he should do such a thing, so that means, if you do it, your responsibilities fall off. But, like this, but our sugya is speaking about, not midin orev, Rabba Omer Lehav Shliach, Yesh Makshim, Rabba the Rabba. Dochi Koma Rabba Lehav Shliach, he's not a Shliach. Perk Hamoiches Asfina Amrinen Rabbe the Rav Yosef the Omri Tavayu Oche Bechen Bni Moiches Luches Askinam VaOzday Rabbi Yehuda LeTaimei the Oma LeSuye Shadrei. He sent him to bring it back. Alei LeRabbe Alibe the Rabbi Yehuda Habeshliach. Now, just to understand what the Gemara is speaking about over there, the Gemara is speaking about a case as follows. A father gave a cotton to his apunyan, which is to Israel, and he told this cotton to go to the store. Now, in this store, he used to sell shemen for an Israel. Was a shemen, and there was a tzluchis, it came in a jar. And he told him, he gave him a pudyin, and he told him to go to the store and give him a pudyin for shemen, for an iser and a tzluchis. Fine, that's what he told him. Now, the story was further, so the storekeeper went and gave him shemen, and that's Luchis for an Issa. He gave him the other Issa also. He got him an Issa now. And the small Yingler goes out of the store. He breaks the Tzluchis. The Shemin goes down the drain. And he loses the Issa. Fine. Now the father comes to the storekeeper. Why did he give it to him? I meant. So there's a Machloikis, the Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama. I meant to tell you, I sent the pudyin in, I hope that the pudyin will get to you. I meant to tell you that I want shemen for an Issa, but not to send it with him. He's a cop, you can't trust him. I meant you should deliver. You make daily deliveries. It says on the sign, Kli Deriveries. You should send to me shemen with an Issa and a tzluchis and send me back the change, an Issa. Why did you send it to him? He's a cop. So the Tanna Kama holds that he's chayiv, that the storekeeper is chayiv. Rabbi says, no, that's not pshat. If he sent it with the cotton, that's what he meant. Send it back with the cotton. That's pshat and what he meant. That means we have here this vague case over here. He sent it with the cotton, and that means send it back with the cotton. So now the cotton broke it, so that's not the responsibility of the chemist. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef say, that's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. He meant send it back with him, and there's no responsibility whatsoever on the Chembani. Now, this sounds very much like Rav Chisda, not like Rabbi. Rabbi says, he doesn't hold all these eights of the Nifkat, the Gazlan is potter by giving it to a Shliach. It doesn't take off your responsibilities. And here, Rabbi says, Alibe the Rabbi Yehuda, that is pshat in this whole scenario. I'm giving him a pudyin that you should send it with him. And your potter.
So that's Tosfos Kasha. So here, Rabbi and Rav Yehuda somehow is seems to be saying like Rav Chisda. That's Tosfos Kasha. Yesh makshim da Rabbi ad da Rabbi. Tohochi kama Rabbi lehab shliach pek meichas asvin amrin a Rabbi v'Rav Yosef. Rami tavai och bechem v'ni meichat sluches askinam. Vos Rav Yudol taimei doma lasuye shodrei. He sent him to send back with him. Reila Rabbe, Alibid Rabbi Yudah Beshliach. V'yeshloima, the Shani Hosam, the Kivin Shanosan Loi Pudyin, he gave him a Pudyin, V'tziva Loi, and he told him, Lohavi, to bring Be'isr Shemin, Avekila Omaloi Behedye, Shlach Li Al Yodoi, Upota. So Taisa says, no, this is the din orev. This is not the din. She's not a shliach. He gave him a pundin and to give to the storekeeper. Betziva loy, and he told him lahavi that he should bring back beisur shemen. That's what he told. That's how you understood. So it's like keilu. He told the storekeeper. Send it with him. So midin orev, that's like a din orev. So memela, that's why the storekeeper is potter. But now Tosfos got stuck. Olafima shepirashti the davkish omalei befonov. Yeah, now we're stuck. Yislon lemeima the kivin the nosan hapundian. That means since you're getting my pundian. Sometimes money speaks louder than words. So Memele, since he's getting the pudyin, have a ki'ilo omalei befonov shlach, hilkach omal Rabbi Yehuda lasuye shodre. That means it seems somehow by sending you the pudyin with this message that you should send back, that is ki'ilo omalei befonov. That's what Jesus wants to say. Hochi komalei, Inish mehem nohu, teime. Amai chayev hu min adin. Now, Tosfos asks, Amoridike kasha. I'm saying he's a ish mehemon. I'm not, that's according to Rabbi. I'm saying, I trust him. Fine, I trust him. But if you send, and it gets lost, that's your problem. But I never made him a shlich la kabbalah. Why is the gazlan or the nifkat chayev? Even the top is like binish mehemne. That means like this. Let's say I'm a shaima, and I go and give over to someone else to watch it. So the din is, so the mafki kentayna, listen, I gave to you. You, I trusted. I didn't trust, you had no right to give it to him. So Memele, you gave it to him, you're responsible. Whatever happened, you're responsible. That, if the mafkit container, you I trust, him I didn't trust. But over here, akoponim, the message I'm getting from you, that you're saying, I trust him. But she said, I trust him. Give Valdig. You trust him, that's all I need. So Memele, you know, you trust him, I'm giving it over to you. So I'm finished. I'm giving out. Now you handle with him. He's, you trust him. I gave it over to someone you trust. So my shmira is finished. I didn't return it to you, but I gave it over to a person you trust. Now you handle with him. You can't, don't tell me you don't trust him because you just told me you trusted him. That's Tosfos Kasha. Now this, the Lashon of Tosfos is very difficult, but let's try to understand a little bit. So, Bekitzer, Tosfos seems to be saying as follows. Let's talk about the last case of Tosfos, then we'll try to understand the comparison.
The halacha is that if Reuven gave Shimon a pekodin, I want you to return it to me. Shimon, fine. Shimon has the pekodin, is holding the pekodin. That is that somehow both of them in the midbar. Shimon doesn't want to have the pekodin anymore in the midbar. So he goes, and Reuven is there in the middle of them. Here, Reuven, here's back your pekodin. I turned it. Finished. So the din is anshuldik. That's not called returning. You have to return it. I gave you a pekodin b'yishuv. You have to return the b'yishuv. Don't give it to me in a matzav, which I can't take care of it. So Memela Taisvah seems to be saying, that, as others say, that every derech was a mokim sakone. The derech, the drochim were not stam drochim b'cheska sakone. A derech, you make tzilus a derech. A derech is b'mokim sakone. So therefore, when you give it over to a shliach, this is different than you trusted him. You trusted is one thing. He's a trustworthy person. But since he's going in a mokim sakone, so you're responsible to see he gets to me. I mean, by sending it to, unless I made a shlicha kabbalah, but like this, your responsibility, giving it to, you taking it yourself, or you giving it to a shliach, that does not take off your responsibility since it's a mokim sakone. So you're a pesheya if you don't watch it. This is not, so that's what Taisus seems to be saying. So therefore, if he didn't make him a shlich l'kabbalah, the nifkad will be chayiv.